Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles for 2021. As many of us have been through 2020, we're happy to see that door close and set a new vision for 2021. And many of us along the way in 2020 were very busy just keeping the doors open, being able to run our business, adapting to changes that happened seemingly almost on a daily or hourly basis. Worked with many companies over the past year, and almost every single one of them has had to adapt in one way or the other. But in December, many of them had turned their mindset to what does 2021 look like? And so in looking at this visionary podcast, the Visionary Chronicles podcast for 2021, this would be my first one for this year. So I appreciate all of you have tuned in through 2020 when we started the Visionary Chronicles. We've had a lot of subscribers jump on board with us and a significant number of comments, and those are things that we'll utilize for subjects as we move forward here in 2021. So I really appreciate all that feedback, comments, questions that you have. And one of the questions that I've been getting is for the new year, and you know, how to set goals. Everybody can set goals, but it's realizing those goals where people are challenged. And so when I looked at this, not only from my experience in working with companies, myself and the brands that I've been with, but also some book knowledge on, hey, what does make for a successful, not only just goal setting, but how do you achieve those goals moving forward? So in this goals, and we say how to set yourself up for success in the new year on this podcast. So I looked at some of the statistics out there in regards to goal setting. And really the number I was looking at is for people who actually seriously set goals, what percentage of those people actually succeed in achieving those goals? So that is, for me, a key number that everybody utilizes as a metric for, hey, am I achieving this? Am I better than the status quo? 8%. 8% is the number. So if 100 people setting goals, only 8% of those actually realize them. Now, that can be personal and professional, as I usually do. And you'll see your professional career carrying over to your personal side. And on both sides, you set goals, whether that be losing weight or setting a new objective for revenue growth or market share growth for the new year. Each of these are independently a goal that are challenged for you, both personally and professionally. So when I look at this, I said, you know, setting goals for the new year, you know, how do we do this? How do we be realistic or unrealistic with these goals? Effectively, are they attainable? And you don't want these goals to be attainable. You want these things to be stretch goals, ones that are hard to attain. And I will say there will be steps along the way where you'll succeed towards achieving that goal. And maybe in some instances, you never achieve that goal, but the realistic side of it is that you were dedicated to this goal. For one reason or another, it just didn't come to fruition. But in looking back, almost every instance when I work with executives, with companies and brands that I've been with and the teams that I've managed and led, we always look back and say, well, what did we learn during that process? So if you're dedicated to not only setting your goals for the new year, but sticking to those goals, being realistic in regards to achieving them, there are many things that you learn along that path to achieving those goals. I mean, that's the ultimate, is actually see achieving a goal that seemed unattainable at the time. There's many roads, many barriers that you have to go through along the way in order to achieve that goal. But obviously for everybody along the way, whether it be yourself personally or the team that you're leading or managing, achieving a goal is second to none. And you can actually see all those steps, the missteps, the doors that you had to burst through, the barriers you had to knock down, whatever it is, whatever cliche we want to talk about, it's really, that is it. These goals have to be somewhat unrealistic. You know, we want to make sure they're not easy. But at the same time, it's a fine line and a balance between making them attainable. So we don't want to get frustration built in every time we set a goal. But at the same time, when we do attain those goals, we don't want it to be easy. So when I looked at this and I said, well, what is the difference? What is that magic formula of these achievers, these overachievers, these 8% that have achieved the goals that they set? This 8%, you know, what do they do differently than others do? So I wanted to lend this advice to you out there, whether it be personally, you can adapt this to both personal and professional side of your business and utilize these points throughout the year in attaining and taking steps towards realizing these seemingly unattainable goals. So the first one I looked at was habits. When I look at many times with companies and brands and talking with people in regards to goal setting, one of these is I don't have time. I don't know how to train my team to support me in this area. A lot of this is driven by habits, your day-to-day habits. Each one of us will look at what we do on a day-to-day basis. And I say change your habits in order to enhance productivity. Now, if you really looked at your day, marked down your day, what you're doing on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis, you change very little in your routine. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you look at what do I need to change in order to achieve my goal, many times people find it unattainable because of these excuses that they have on their routine that they do each day. So one thing I found with successful people who have achieved their goals is they change their habits. They recognize the fact that they're not enhancing their productivity on a day-to-day basis, and they continue to do the same thing day after day. You know, it's a little bit of the definition of insanity. And so changing your habits is the first point I'd like to make. Just take a look at your day-to-day. Where can you free up time? Give that to somebody else. Delegate your time. Or maybe eliminate something that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, taking a 30-minute hit here, 1 hour here, maybe I don't need to watch TV here, whatever it may be, whatever you find that you could potentially cut out of your day to enhance the productivity, it's mainly just a habit. And so as simple as it seems, it's really an effective method to realizing your goals because you're freeing up time. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is when you're setting your goals, be realistic, but stretch. And what I mean by that is kind of going back to the point of this being realistic or unrealistic. And so when you're looking at setting your goals, it seems a little bit of an oxymoron when I say be realistic, but stretch. What I mean by stretch is let's make this thing attainable, but we're going to have to work at it. So first thing is changing your habits on a day-to-day basis, whether it be with yourself personally or with your team. Second thing is be realistic, but stretch these goals so they're hard to achieve, but not unattainable. So when you eventually hit the end of the goal line, push through, realize your goal, you're not looking back and going, well, that was a pretty easy drive. You're going to have to go through a lot of barriers, a lot of paths in order to achieve this goal, but you can get there if you set the path and you keep driving along that path no matter what's in front of you. So be realistic, but stretch with those goals. The third thing I said is find support where needed. Now, that's a lot of things where people kind of come off the rails or on the tracks with achieving their goals is they feel, well, I just want to do it myself. It takes me more time to train somebody to do it. Now, this kind of goes back to the principle of teaching someone how to fish versus fishing for them. It's a very simple principle, but very powerful when you talk about goal setting, because you want to have with your team or with your spouse, whoever it may be, find support where needed. So when you're looking at your day-to-day and that very first point when you're changing your habits, well, I'm too busy, I can't do this, I can't do that. But if you change your habits and you find a way to eliminate something that you could potentially give to somebody else and or delegate to, that actually frees up a tremendous amount of time, and you'd be very surprised when you kind of look at your day-to-day and where you can find support and delegate some of that time to someone else. So it frees up your time to be on these top-line goal-setting goals and moving along that path to attaining those. Find support where needed. That's number three. Number four is take two steps forward and many times one step back. And that's okay. It's called a reevaluation period. in goal setting. If you look at goals, they don't always go forward without moving back a little bit. The thing you don't want to happen is taking two steps backward and one step forward. You always want to be moving forward, but you also have to recognize you may potentially have to take a step back to reevaluate as you're moving along the path to your goals. That's okay. But when you look at this analysis, you're taking one step forward in that scenario, even though you're taking one step back. So you want to always make progress, but you also want to recognize and be realistic from the standpoint you may need to step back as you move along attaining that goal. So two steps forward, one step back principle. And the fifth one is sharing success. These visionaries, these goal setters that attain these goals, they share success with everybody, no matter how minor it may be. And they embrace failure. I talk about that all the time on embracing failure, and it comes back on point four, where we say sometimes you need to take a step back. And effectively, some people who aren't very good at goal setting and attaining those goals may look at that as a failure and one that they can't overcome. But visionaries and those that achieve goals understand they have to embrace failure. And in order to have support, they need to share success with their team. So that's number five. And number six is move out of the status quo. It kind of flows a little bit along with changing your habits. But what I mean by that is to realize your own vision, you need to move out of this status quo. And many times people try to achieve more than they can. And one example of this is multitasking. People that achieve their goals understand that finish something and then move on to the next thing. Your brain does not work very well on multitasking. I think you'll find that when you look at, and I'll give you a great example, is when you go to email. And it's been proven when you go to email from doing a task and trying to reset your brain to go back to what you were doing previously, it takes about 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes. It's amazing how much time you lose by trying to multitask. So I talked about this previously, where what you want to do in order to avoid multitasking is finish what you started and be able to block time where you're going to be returning emails and let people know that. And that it goes back to the principle of being realistic with sharing your success, embracing failure, and making sure that your team and whoever you're sharing your goals with, that this is your time blocks and this is why you're doing it, is to be more effective and efficient with your time. So move out of this status quo of always trying to bounce back and forth between doing things in order to achieve your vision, and don't multitask. That never works, and it's very difficult, and it's a time waster. It's something very simple that you can do once you start setting that habit. And when you move along that path to success, number seven is realize progress. Find what works and what doesn't. It seems simple, but what you want to make sure of is you're not procrastinating. Do more of what works and less of what doesn't. And I use this principle because people in goal setting, as they move along that path, they do look back and see what allowed them to maybe move three steps forward before they moved one step back, or four steps forward before they took one step back. You're always going to take a step back if this is a very difficult, attainable goal, but very difficult. You're going to take steps back. So as you move along the path of achieving your goals, make sure that you realize the progress, but find out what works and what doesn't. Don't procrastinate. And make sure that you're realistic with what doesn't work and that you get that out of the way in order for you to achieve more in the future. That's number seven. Number eight for me is very important. Have faith and know you're not alone. Making sure that you understand there's a higher power out there that's helping you along the way, and making sure that you have faith to know there's someone out there supporting you as well. Number nine is adapt. And what I mean by adapting is, again, move along the path of your goal setting and achieving those goals. There will be old habits that will be broken. There will be successes. There will be failures. So what you're going to need to do is, when you start at square one versus square 10, achieving it to square 20, you're going to need to adapt along the way. And this applies to both personal and professional life goals. And so whether it's your company or whether it's something that you've set as a goal, you're going to need to adapt. And adapt is different. It's different than procrastinating. It's different than multitasking. It's different than changing your habits. It just means you personally and or the company as a whole need to adapt to an environment. I'll give you a great example is what happened last year with COVID-19. People were flying along in January and February, and all of a sudden, their goals got blown up. They had to adapt more than anything. So be prepared to adapt as you set goals. Be realistic in the fact that things do change, so you want to make sure that you have the ability to adapt. And number 10 is always be moving ahead. And again, it ties back into a couple of these other principles for goal setting. But understand, as you move along, you always, with your team or yourself, need to see progress being made. The worst thing that could happen in goal setting, and why more often than not, 92% of the people fail in their goal setting, is they fail to move ahead. And so what they do is they get stuck in this rut of frustration and never change. And so you always want to be moving ahead and learning along the way on the goal setting. So as you set future goals, you understand the path that it takes to achieve them. So when you look back on these 10 again, and I'll just go through them real quick here for you so you can make note of these, is number one is changing your habits. Number two is being realistic but stretch goals. Number three is finding support where you need it in order to achieve those goals. Number four is two steps forward, one step back. You're going to have steps back along the way. Number five is sharing your success and embracing failures. Number six is moving out of the status quo of what you do on a day-to-day basis. Don't multitask. Number seven is realizing progress, finding what works, what doesn't work. Number eight is have faith, knowing that someone else is out there with you, pushing you along and partnering with you. Number nine is adapt. As you move along your goal setting and achieving these small wins along the way, moving forward, not back, is you're going to need to adapt to the environment that's out there. That always happens, so be prepared for it. And number 10 is always be moving ahead. No matter what, always be moving ahead. This two steps forward, one step back principle always moves you ahead. So as you go to set your goals for this new year, just understand from this 8% principle, you can be one of those 8%. Just be realistic in setting your goals, but make them hard to achieve, but not unattainable. You know that you're going to find roadblocks along the way. You're going to hit barriers to achieving that success. But the old cliche is, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Not everybody can do it. And the statistics prove out that you're in a rare breed if you're consistently achieving hard to attain goals, not unattainable, where it leads to frustration with you and your team, but achieving those attainable goals. And what you're going to find is resiliency. As you continue to build these goals and achieve these goals, resiliency with you as well as your team. So you want to make sure that as you move along, that you have definitive goals, you're changing your habits, you're finding support along the way, and you got faith that everything's going to work out. And you will be one of that 8% if you keep these principles in mind and move along the path day after day, moving ahead and not back. But understanding that you're going to have setbacks, embrace those setbacks as failures, and celebrate successes, no matter how small, with you or your team. And with that and these principles, hopefully you found a way as you move forward in this new year in 2021, where all of us have had challenges in 2020. I wish you all the best in setting your goals. And please reach out to me if you have any questions or need support in anything. I can be contacted through my website, briansmeltzer.com, or through the company, liquidmindsight.com. And feel free to reach out to me. My email address is up there, and happy to answer any questions or any support you may need moving along the way. I just appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and hopefully it is something you can apply to your achievements this year for you personally or for your company. Would like to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully you've enjoyed the subjects that we talk about each week here on the Visionary Chronicles. And we feel it's very important. We understand that there's professional needs and support you need with your companies and with your brands, but we also appreciate the fact that you've got some personal needs. As leaders of companies and brands, there are many things that you have to deal with, and we want to make sure that we're addressing those as well. If you like what you hear, we would really appreciate subscribing to The Visionary Chronicles. Are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and Podbean. So we would really appreciate if you'd subscribe and look forward to bringing additional episodes to you each week. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the next podcast.